As protests against the war in Gaza have spread across campuses nationwide, angry responses have also spread from some university officials, police, and politicians from the nation's capital to state houses. In California, some Republican lawmakers want to go after the protesters who do things like set up barricades and spray paint graffiti on campuses. They're also targeting some university administrators that they say are complicit in the protests. Republican Brian Jones of San Diego is the state Senate minority leader.
We're calling for budget action to hold the administrators of these campuses accountable by withholding part of their budget, if necessary, and the students that are found guilty of a crime, they lose their Cal Grant grants.
James Gallagher of Yuba City is the Assembly Republican leader.
One aspect of addressing this issue is a budget solution that we can propose through this building to make sure that these administrators know that this legislature is serious when it comes to keeping students safe on these public campuses, and we have a responsibility to make sure that happens, and if the administrators won't take it serious, we will.
The lawmakers want to crack down on what they call illegal and violent protests, but not everyone sees things that way. Some protests have been resolved peacefully, for example at Northwestern and Brown universities, where protesters and university administrators reached agreements to dismantle protest encampments. But other responses have involved arrests, tear gas, and rubber bullets. For example, at the University of South Florida in Tampa. Wilfredo Ruiz is with the Florida chapter of the Council on American Islamic Relations, or CARE.
So our students are asking their academic institutions to stop funding war crimes. And they're being met by a repression that we have not seen anywhere in recent history.
He spoke at a news conference blasting the university and city police for endangering peaceful protesters. Lawyer Mohammed Mubarak spoke on behalf of the Tampa Arab and Muslim Bar Association.
Let us remember that throughout history, student protests have often been the harbingers of essential change. They have stood at the forefront of movements for civil rights, for peace, and democracy. Time and time again, when students have raised their voices on campuses across the nation, they have been on the right side of history.
Shahed Alassay is a sociology professor at the University of South Florida and also a mother. She says mothers should be outraged by the way student protesters are being treated.
These are our children that are attending these campuses, and their lives have been put at risk. We are policing the justified outrage of protesters across the country with naked, bare-knuckle brutality.
Lawmakers, university officials, media pundits, and assorted politicians may continue to blast the student protests, but if they want to stop them, they will have to contend with people like University of South Florida student Alina.
Despite our administration's violent response, we are not going to falter, and we resolve to fight until divestment. Over 50 encampments have been built around the country, and they're composed of students prepared to put everything on the line for liberation. This collective movement that we have built for Palestine is absolutely unprecedented, and we are closer to a free Palestine than ever before, so we will not stop fighting.
Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.